Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Runner, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
And we'll move over to you, Cannonball.
All right.
You're trying to sneak round the back of the army base, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, you're not spotted, but you're not doing a great job of it. You can tell that you're making a lot of loud noise, a ruckus. You just anytime you try to get low, maybe one of your ribs whines in pain. Anytime you try to hold your breath or be quiet, your lungs just immediately begin burning in protest. You are not spotted, but you can tell that if any soldiers... The only reason you're not spotted is because you're not near anyone right now.
Mm.
You have gotten around the back, though, and you can see that there are patrols going around the entire length of the quotation marks facility.
Mm-hmm.
The helipads are kind of behind the Pontiac and outside of the fence.
Okay.
So there is like a gate here for people to get in and out if they're coming via helicopter. And these gates do not look as well protected as the front gate.
Okay.
But that's not to say there are no guards here.
Is there like a gap in the patrols?
You do spot that there is a opportunity for you to sneak through. Mm-hmm. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Well, the gates are unfortunately just have permanent guards posted there. It's not as thick as the front gates, but there's no way of just walking in. There are times where you spot you could climb over the fence, but you put a hand to your side, feel your rib, and you're like, I don't know how well I'm going to do with that.
Yeah.
But there are, absolutely points where the fence goes unobserved and you could climb over, if you could climb over.
If I could climb over. Mm-hmm. I should have brought, any kind of tools at all.
Well, what climbing tools?
No,
you might have had. Yeah, you might have had.
Or even just pliers to snip open the gate. Where on the Pontiac is the radio tower?
All right, so imagine your kind of classic motel
where
it's got the admin building or the place where you actually purchase a room.
Mm-hmm.
That is in kind of the center of two wings that stretch out in two different directions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a east wing and a west wing where rooms are. The west wing, which goes towards town or like points towards town, that one is purely straight.
Mm-hmm.
But the east one that goes away from town has kind of like a curve in it to make the entire place has kind of like an L shape to it. On the roof of this entire place, there's like this swept roof to it that slowly climbs up until it gets to the bottom of the L, as it were. And in the middle of that, just before the turn, there is the radio tower.
Mm-hmm.
And then sitting right next to that is the fiberglass Pontiac. Although, actually, wits comp.
That would be 6.
All right. -3
God
is
damn.
3 dice.
I'm unwell.
The normally fiberglass Pontiac now looks very metallic. You remember when you were a kid, or not when you were a kid, but when it was first being installed, a lot of people were like, there was confusion, basically. A lot of people thought an actual Pontiac was going to be stuck up there, and ultimately it was a fiberglass one. But the one you were currently looking at
just looks like an actual Pontiac?
Looks like an actual Pontiac.
Well, damn. Okay, so if I could get the guards away from the gate, I could sneak through, basically.
You could, yeah. Or you could try climbing the fence if you wanted to. Speaking of pliers, actually, next to both of the helipads at the helicopters, you can see there are repair crew or like service crew for the helicopters. They have tools.
Okay. But they're people.
Yeah, there are people there. The repair crew are not armed, though. So if you were spotted, you would have a chance to get away before they called guards.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
but all right. Then also that you would be alerting the base, basically, to your presence.
Damn, true. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. All right, I'll try and sneak over and like rob a toolbox or something from the
stealth is currently a chance die for you.
Oh yes, is not climbing the fence counted as me being sedentary?
Sedentary. I'll allow it. Sure, get a point of willpower back.
Yes. All right, then I will use my willpower on this.
All right, so I need to calculate
used
this out
up
then.
Straight away.
You very carefully steal your way towards the helipad. Luckily for you, the repair crew here might normally be 5 people a helicopter, but right now it's 5 people across both helicopters.
Okay.
So they are already a bit distracted. Mm-hmm. You sneak your way towards some boxes near one of the helicopters, and then you see just around the side of the box, you're completely covered on this side of the box, and you can see just round to the other side of the box, there is a toolbox sitting right there.
Okay.
While the person using the toolbox is at the helicopter, you reach around, grab it,
now.
And then carefully drag it back towards you. The toolbox makes like a little subtle like tinkling sound. But you are not detected.
Okay. Can I then like move sort of like back into the woods so that I can start looking in the toolbox?
I'll keep that all as the one stealth check. So you get away with the you get away with the toolbox.
Okay. I'll look in the toolbox. Yeah, I'm looking, I guess, for a pair of like wire cutters.
The toolbox has,
at the very least,
basically any tools you can name. This toolbox has them.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Well, I'll pull out some wire cutters if they've got them, and then I would like to.
If you're not bringing the toolbox with you, I want you to tell me what tools you're taking.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I'll sit down on the ground, and then I'll crack it
open. So a pair of pliers?
Yeah.
You could get, better than pliers, you could get bolt cutters out of this toolbox if you wanted.
Well, let's go bolt cutters then. Let's get a hammer.
Sure. Hammer.
I might need to whack someone in the head.
Sure.
So a hammer's probably a good get. Are there Allen keys?
Yeah, Allen keys, sure.
Okay, I'll grab some Allen keys.
Alan, Steve, Trevor.
Whoever, hey. Baby.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm trying to think of what else I'll need.
Actually, you know what else you find in the in the toolbox? You find a handgun.
Oh my gosh. All right. I'll take it. I can't laden myself too much with tools, so I'll go bolt cutters, a hammer, Allen keys, and a handgun.
All right.
All right, I'll tuck the handgun just into my pants somewhere.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, I got a holster.
And then off you fuck.
Yeah, and then off I fuck. To snip the wire far away of the fence, far away from the guards, and then try and sneak my way. There's no obvious way to get on the roof, is there?
Not, oh, you know this town.
Yeah.
You know
that. I'm a good friends with Buster, David Buster.
Dave Buster.
Yeah.
You know that there is a, like, the way that Dave gets up onto the roof is that there's, behind the admin building, there's like a little shed where he keeps various knickknacks, tools, that sort of shit.
Yeah.
In there is an extendable ladder that he uses to get up.
All right. Well,
not that he's ever used it.
Yeah, but I know it's in there.
He has never had to get up onto the roof. You know this because one time he casually mentioned it.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's try and bolt cut on my way in first.
You snip a hole in the fence and then slip in through it. Mm-hmm. You don't need to make any checks. You've already found a hole in their defenses.
Yeah, cool. All right, does the main administration building seem well guarded?
Yeah, there's definitely, it's not even necessarily well guarded. It's kind of just the nexus point. Yeah. So most soldiers at some point are walking through there.
And the little shed as well, presumably.
The little shed,
in that. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of less so, but still, yeah, it's a risky prospect.
All right. Can I, if I could get on top of the administration building, would I then be able to get to the Pontiac?
If you can get up onto any building, you are easily there.
All right. Well, okay. Then can I find somewhere within the Pontiac that is like I can hide out whilst I wait for Connor to cause a distraction? Or was maybe coming through this early before the distraction? Stupid.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
All right. Knowing I either got 96 or 4, what would you, are you keeping it highs?
Yeah.
Jack, I would never mention that if you had the right answer. No, it's very exposed.
Okay, damn it. Can I steal back through the fence?
You can, yeah, sure. Yeah,
all right, I'll steal back through the fence, and knowing I have a way in now, I'll wait for
all right.
Connor's distraction.
As you steal back through the fence, it occurs to you that while this is a gap in their security, it's like a temporary gap in their security. Mm-hmm. Soldiers are going to be by here. You think to try to hide the hole you've made.
That's a good point.
And then you sneak back into the forest.
Cool.
All right. You leave the room.
Leave the room? All right. Sorry.
Slightly more bloody James.
And slightly
you.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, you. Oh,
I'm glad
for
you're
you.
Slightly I'm gonna, guilty.
Oh, no. Connor feels slightly guilty. Slightly guilty alarm. Connor just beat the shit out of a guy and feels slightly guilty. Okay. As you're leaving, you see the third room down is the door is being closed and two soldiers are frog marching, as in like holding them and forcing them to walk. But then there are more soldiers around. Like there's a lot of guards for this one prisoner. They are removing the third prisoner, the one that James didn't know who was. You can see it is a child. The child is wearing...
It's a different child.
Yeah, it's no child that you know of.
Okay.
They're wearing not like an outfit of any type, but just regular clothes. And you can see they have a black sack over their head. And they are like handcuffed, basically. And the soldiers are being very careful with this kid. It looks like they're worried or something.
Mm. Okay, that changes lots of things. So two quick questions. One, is there any weapons depot or anything like that? Some sort of stash of... Something that I, because I'm just trying to think of, I want an explosion. I want to cause a distraction right
Most
now.
Most of the soldiers just have their weapons, so there's no place where, nothing that you can see. Doing. Yeah.
And do I have any grenades?
Oh, you're looking for explosives. I thought you were looking for guns. You kind of gaze around or like lean around to give yourself a better view around one of the trucks, and you can see clearly marked on the side, there is like, you know that classic triangle, the orange triangle that's got like the explosive symbol on it?
Oh, yeah.
There's that on the side of one of the trucks.
Yeah, I love military markings. All right. So can I, and this is again going to come down to layout, my initial thought is get the car that I drove in on and just ram it straight into one of those trucks. Not myself. I'll put something down on the thing. So just drive straight in. Is there any way that could happen though, or is it too busy?
Yeah, you reckon you can do that, yeah.
Okay. And do I have any grenades?
Well, yeah, when you looted, pilfered from that guy. Yeah.
It would be in the car, right?
Well, he probably would have even just had them. I'd say you have, I don't know, let's say 3 grenades. You have 3 hand grenades.
Yes. All right. Oh, my God. All right. So because the kid, and I'm like, that's something I got to deal with immediately. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this quick, but I'm doing it not quick to draw attention though. So, but I am like, I make this plan and I'm just going to go through with it. So I walk straight to the truck. I get in.
So you're going to the truck, not to your car?
Not to the car, sorry. The
oh,
car.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Sorry, I thought that was a mini truck. In my head, I've been pictures of
a van. No, it's a Humvee that you're driving.
Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm walking straight to the Humvee. I'm getting in and I'm grabbing the grenades. I am casually driving the car. This is all like, I'm guessing it's a few minutes.
Yeah.
Driving it to get in position in front of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm setting it up to go. I guess I've got a brick or something heavy in the back, a heavy bag maybe.
Sure.
Put into gear, put the handbrake up. Started going. This is so fun too. Oh my God, this is the best game. I just love how fun this is. This is so good. Oh my God, it's so fun.
Fuck yes.
I was so annoyed at my actions previously, but this is just, you feel like you're involved.
As someone who has exploded a car in a World of Darkness game as well, yes, this is very fun.
Yeah, it's a bit sick.
So, I'm like, fuck, I did not expect this coming to this town, all right? Lift the handbrake, pop the grenade, drop it in, because I'm still sitting in there, drop the handbrake, jump out.
All right.
And the truck is just straight towards the truck.
I will get you to make... Oh, sorry. What is your drive dexterity, I'll call it?
You've really screwed me here. It's the truck careens into the child. Dexterity is one and drive is zero.
So that's a chance, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God, you lucky piece of shit.
Yes!
Holy Christ. All right. You get into the truck, turn it on, just as you said, and then as you're jumping out, you ping, drop the hand grenade into your Humvee, roll out. Your Humvee slams into the side of this explosives truck. Right before everything happens as well, just as you're rolling out, a bunch of soldiers start yelling at you. One of the soldiers calls out, "What the fuck do you think you're doing?" And then as he takes a step forward, boom! With a solid thumping sound, the Humvee explodes, sending a shower of fire and metal shards in all directions. The last thing you're aware of before it happens is just soft tinkling glass.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase.
The glass of the Humvee's windows. Then a fire licking onto the truck begins to set off the C4 contained within the truck.
Fuck yeah.
C4, normally a very stable compound, has been not only T-boned by a fucking Humvee, but a grenade has gone off in close proximity, very close to also fire hitting the truck. The normally stable compound in this instance is set off as well. Enough C4 to level the town goes off in the truck.
Uh-oh. This is sounding less safe now.
Oh, what? Oh, no. It's not safe, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah?
Wait, firstly, am I doing things during this? Because I rolled it. I would assume I'm sprinting straight away.
You can start sprinting, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sprinting straight away.
Start sprinting straight away.
And is the soldiers still talking to me, or are they distracted?
They've stopped talking to you.
Okay.
They understand that you clearly could not be a soldier. You clearly are not one of them.
Yeah.
But they are almost helpless to do anything because in the time it takes them to start taking their weapons out and getting a bead on you, the C4 in the truck detonates. A wave of fire washes over you. What is your dexterity athletics?
Oh, fuck, dude. I did not think this through.
What is your dexterity? What is your athletics?
Oh, shit, it's one.
Negative one for your wounds.
Oh, my God.
Can you get lucky twice?
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it. You didn't. The shockwave of the explosion lifts you up and throws you across the Pontiac's courtyard. You slam into the wall of one of the... No, you slam through the window of one of the buildings and land inside one of the rooms. The shockwave just decimates this courtyard. You have no idea how much damage it has done, but as you are slowly coming to, as the ringing sound begins to slowly die down, you can hear the screams of at least 24 wounded soldiers. You take...
Fuck. I've already got...
Yeah. Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
This is you're so in trouble. Bad. You...
Am I dead?
You take 3 points of aggravated damage in addition to... Oh, no, wait. I've got a pencil here.
Yeah. Yeah. In addition to...
In addition. Oh,
yeah. Explosive... Aggravated damage is like the least of your worries right now.
What?
No.
Oh, you're in a lot of trouble, my dude.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
All right. You currently have 4 lethal.
I didn't think the truck was that close.
I'm sure you'll be fine, dude. I'm sure you'll be... You'll get out of this. We'll all get out of this. We'll be sipping Mai Tais in Honolulu. Don't you worry, buddy.
Oh, dear.
Am I dead?
You're going to... All right. So, you're on 4 points of aggravated, 2 points of lethal, which means that you are basically 2 of any type of damage away from dying.
All right.
Well, this seems rough.
But maybe you saved the day.
So you mercifully are still conscious. You slowly, like groggily, you can't hear anything. You are deafened until I just say otherwise, I guess. But yeah, you using only your... Oh, and you can't smell anything. I mean, that's largely neither here nor there. But you can only smell burning cordite right now, burning like explosive compound. You only have your sense of sight as you slowly stagger to your feet. You can see that in this room, there is the ghostly figure of a...
Why do you hate me, Adam? What do you have against the Irish?
This one can't speak to you in another language because it can't speak, period. It is a headless body. The body looks to be wearing clothes that might have been fashionable in like the 16 or 17. You're not a fucking academic. You don't know. It's olden timey clothes. That is how your character would describe it. They point to the floor between the two of you and then vanish. Do you look down where they pointed?
Yes.
You see a bloody stain on the floor in the shape of a headless body. Oh, no, sorry. You see blood on the floor. In kind of like a, like how a chalk outline basically you see blood on the floor, but there is the shape of a headless torso in the blood.
Okay. Okay.
That's it.
That's it? That's all you give me? All right.
Yeah.
First, most obvious question, which I should have clarified. When I was grabbing the grenades out of the truck, did I by any chance get any first aid?
You didn't specify, so I'm going to say no.
Fuck. You're really trying to kill me. All right. And this is just a standard room. There's nothing in this room, right?
This room this room hasn't been cleared away. There'd probably be extra beds here. It looks like maybe the soldiers are using this place for a bunkhouse.
Well, I've got to get these fucking wounds looked at stat, otherwise I'm fucked. So, very safe assumption. No one knows who anyone is or what the fuck's going on in this thing anymore with this kind of damage. So I'm going to walk outside screaming for medical assistance.
All right. Yeah, no worries. You don't even need a roll. There are so many people doing that. There's so much chaos right now.
Yeah.
You just aren't questioned. Any soldier who saw you in the explosion is either dead or wounded or screaming for help as well. No one in this chaos, no one really knows exactly what has happened.
Yeah, as long as I can still walk, it's the first thing I'm doing, going out there.
Before any soldiers start responding to what's happened out here in the courtyard, a small figure runs towards you. It's the kid. As they run towards you, they take the black bag off their head. You can see they, like you, are wounded, probably pretty badly, but you started at a negative. Yeah. So they're doing a bit better than you. The kid looks at you and then grabs you by the hand and starts dragging you back into the room. Come on, we gotta go.
Look, I've learned to listen to these fucking kids.
I'm like, all right.
You're the reporter, right, Connor?
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you know anything about first aid?
You get back into the room. He starts rooting around in one of his pockets and he pulls out a little pack of aspirin. He pops 2 aspirin out and gives them to you. Come on, take it.
God, I hope your knowledge of what's dangerous is better than your knowledge of medical assistance.
He pops out 2 aspirin and takes them as well. Trick them, he says, as he's dry swallowing them.
Okay, I'm like, all right, so I take them.
You dry swallow, it is unpleasant, but you don't need a roll. As soon as the aspirin hit the back of your throat, It feels like a wave of refreshment washes over you.
Oh,
you are completely healed.
What a twist.
Fucking hell.
Why do I get the feeling, though, that I'm getting softened up so a headless corpse can do its damage to me? I really feel like you like torturing this. Okay.
Connor, my name's Oliver.
What the fuck? All right. Okay. What the fuck was that, Oliver?
What was what?
That, what you just gave me.
They're aspirin, but from the nightmare. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I got a couple things like that. He starts rooting around in, he walks over to like equipment that's stored here in the barracks and starts rooting around in a kid's backpack. You spot as well a backpack that bears the Winterset Ranger logo on it. You can tell this is probably equipment they've taken from their prisoners. In the backpack, he starts rooting around and he, looking into it, says, oh, thank God, everything's still here. He zips it up, puts the backpack on his back and says, is there someone else here? And points to the ranger's backpack.
Is this Oliver Lancaster?
Well, you don't know, but
don't
yes.
Know from, I would, but I would know Oliver because I've heard the name.
Well, all right. Fully healed. I'll let you make a resolve and tell it. You know what? No, you were able to put it together. I'll say that Connor put it together. Yeah, sure. This is probably Oliver Lancaster.
And, look, and just to, again, to remind, because it's been so long, Oliver is the one that disappeared back in...
In the 1980s, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to be like... Because there it is, because James Lancaster, Oliver, I'm like, are you Oliver Lancaster?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. That's, of course you fucking are. All right. You're... Brother? Is it his brother?
James?
Yeah. Yeah, he's right here. He's in the next room. He's been bitten up pretty bad, but I'll tell you what, give him some of that magic fucking aspirin you got there. He'll be right as fuck.
Holy shit. Yeah, we gotta get him.
All right, let's go. So I stick my head out to see, is this next to the other rooms?
You're close, but as you look out, you see that things are starting to settle down in the courtyard. In the time that it took you to do all of this, soldiers have started streaming out and into the courtyard. It's now becoming slightly more hazardous. The soldiers are trying to figure out what happened, and you don't think that you're going to be able to walk this kid that they were really scared about before. You don't think you're going to just walk in past these soldiers. Cannonball, hiding slightly away from all of this, you see just a massive, like a mushroom cloud erupt from the base.
Well, that'll be it.
The ground shakes beneath you, and you hear... The soldiers start running about.
Okay.
There is a lot fewer perimeter guards now, but because they've all rushed inside. But the perimeter guards that are still there are moving about too chaotically for you to be able to reasonably say that you can find a hole in their defenses now.
Okay. But do I think that the chaos would be such that I might be able to just slip through?
Well, you have a better chance, but that's not a guarantee, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. I'll risk it. At this point, I'm not going to get a better opportunity, so... Right.
Chance die for you?
Yeah.
All right, you... Highs or lows?
Highs.
Well, if someone spots you, you're going to be spotted.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, that's... C'est la vie.
You are lucky in that you are not spotted. You get to the hole, slip in through, maybe not even worrying about someone finding the hole anymore.
You don't close it behind you. At this point, I'm not even really trying to be stealthy anymore.
All right. What do you do?
All right. So in the explosion, how was the radio tower affected?
It was rattled, but it's still standing. No buildings have been turned over.
All right.
Unbeknownst to you, there is a crater on the other side of these buildings, though.
I don't know. Connor's done something. God bless him. All right. I'd like to head for the little shed.
You head for the little shed. Highs or lows?
Highs.
You are so incredibly lucky. Any soldiers that are here, you get within maybe 2 meters of a soldier, but he's looking the other way. You can see blood is coming out of his ears. He can't hear you, and he definitely is not seeing you.
All right, I'd like to... Is it locked, the shed?
The shed...
Really shouldn't have given you
Buster
the option.
Buster is not the sort of person.
He's no shed.
You don't even... locked, but the key's in it.
The greatest danger is will the key turn because it's a rusted piece of shit right now.
All right. I'd like to go up, turn the lock, and wrench open the metal doors.
All right. Inside, you see a ride-on lawnmower that you think it's not seen the light since 1992.
Uh-huh.
The ladder up on the side, cans of paint, some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to look for anything other than the ladder?
No, the ladder's all I need.
All right. You grab the ladder, turn around. The wall is immediately there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. What clunk.
You will need to make a straight strength thing
no worries.
To extend the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're fumbling around with the fucking ladder. Highs or lows?
Come on.
Lows.
Lows?
Rats, rats.
What are you doing over there?
Nothing. Leave me alone.
The soldier that you ran past before starts staggering towards you. He starts fumbling with his pistol. He draws it out.
Okay.
You make another... are you still trying to... What's your plan?
Can I throw the hammer at him?
You throw the hammer. It collides with the dead center of the guy's head. He's already been wounded in an explosion. His head snaps backwards and he collapses.
I got more important things to deal with. Leave me alone.
You make another strength check. You extend the ladder, highs or lows?
Highs.
No one has spotted that you've incapacitated a soldier, but you can see there is like an entire squad that was right next to him. Once again, bleeding ears. They didn't see what happened. But if one of them turns around, it's going to be a fucking firefight.
All right. Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained. I start climbing the ladder onto the roof.
You're onto the roof of the building.
Right. Now the Pontiac.
Yeah.
The car. Does it look like if someone were to get in it and drive it into the radio tower, that would destroy the radio? Is that possible?
Well, the Pontiac is at the moment definitely a real car.
Yeah.
Whether or not it could take down the radio tower, you are uncertain.
This far. And I got no other means of destroying the radio tower from where I am. I just shoot it with the handgun.
Now that you're on top of the building, you can see there is a giant crater in the courtyard. There are wounded soldiers everywhere. It's a fucking massacre.
Can I see Connor anywhere?
No, you don't see him anywhere.
Do I see his, but I don't see his body either.
You don't see his body either, but you're not really taking a close...
No.
You're not taking a close look, and there are a lot of bodies that will have to be identified by their dental records.
Okay. I'd like to go to the Pontiac on the roof then.
The Pontiac's sitting there. It's an open-top convertible roof, so you could just climb in, but they're... highs or lows?
Highs.
The keys are sitting right there in the ignition.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky, smooth tree runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree dasher, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit. Durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds tree shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of tree dashers, runners, pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.